As we head into the final message today in this 20-part series on having faith that can move mountains, the question for each one of us is this: will this whole faith thing actually work in my life? Is having faith that moves mountains something that's safe for me to try at home? Well, is it? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program as we finish up this week by taking a rubber hits the road look at your faith. Of course, from a different perspective. Yesterday on the program, we were talking about the fact that our thoughts can destroy us. Truly, they can. We get all caught up in the negative doom and gloom type of thinking. And before you know it, that's what we're living out. We close off the possibility that God's in this place. We close off the reality that He loves us. We close off the reality that He can and will step in ways that we can't even dream of. In fact, my experience is that so often God steps in ways that if some scriptwriter in Hollywood wrote it up as a movie script, they'd all laugh at him. They'd laugh him out of town because it's so impossible, so ridiculous, so improbable. Things just don't happen like that. Unless, of course, we have God showing up in our lives. And we look at what Jesus said as to how we can be blinded by looking through faithless eyes instead of faith. He said, "The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. And if the light in you is in fact darkness, how great is that darkness?" It comes from Matthew chapter 6. Today we're going to look at a solution to this, because this faith thing, it's not some theory lesson. It's about God's grace really making a difference in our lives, especially in those dark spots. If our vision is clear, then the light can get in. But if not, we end up in darkness. It robs us of the light. But it's the very last bit of what Jesus says that's the most damning. He says, "If then the light in you is darkness, how great is your darkness?" In other words, if what's going on in you is darkness, but you think that it's still light, boy, are you in some serious trouble. Strikes right at the heart of the issue here. We go on through life thinking that somehow we're right and everybody else is wrong. It's everybody else that's got the problem, not me. The negative thoughts cloud our vision and our darkness is as light to us. In other words, we're kidding ourselves. We think we're fine when in fact what's going on inside us is darkness. And so we live our lives out in darkness, never realizing that there is such a better way of living life. It's frightening. It's a waste of a life. The solution, however, is simple. So simple, I'm almost embarrassed to tell you, because it wasn't entirely obvious to me. I kind of knew, but not in a way that made me aware of my negative thoughts and empowered me to do something about them. Here it is. Hold on to your hat. Here it comes. Every time we have a negative thought, we consciously and deliberately replace it with a positive one. And the best positive thoughts of all are what the Bible says about us. Let me give you just three examples. Here's negative thought number one. I can't possibly put up with my husband for another minute. We could replace that with this positive thought. It comes from the Bible, 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. "Wives, in the same way, accept the authority of your husbands, so that even if some of them do not obey the word, they may be won over without a word by their wives' conduct when they see the purity and the reverence of your lives." Do you see what's happening here? The negative thought will drive a behavior of isolation. The negative thought will chill relations between husband and wife further. The negative thought, got to tell you, is the pathway to divorce. Now replace it with a positive thought, right from God's word. It offers a solution, God's solution. Henpecking doesn't work. Listen to me, women. Henpecking does not work. But a woman has the power to change her man's heart and his behavior by who she is. When this woman chooses to believe that over her negative thought, she is in effect putting her faith in God's word. She hopes in God's word. She quietly, expectantly waits for God to renew her strength. The negative thought would end in destruction. The positive thought honors God and opens the way for Him to bring His solution. Let me ask you, which one do you think is better? Negative thought number two. How could that guy possibly do that? We could replace that with a positive thought. It comes from Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 to 5. Jesus said, don't judge, so that you may not be judged. For with the judgment that you make, you'll be judged, and the measure you give will be the measure you get. Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but you don't notice the log in your own eye? Or how can you say to your neighbor, let me take the speck out of your eye, while there's a log still in your eye? You hypocrite. First, take the log out of your own eye, and then you'll see clearly to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye. See, the solution is simple. The negative thought, well, it was never going to lead to a solution to the problem. This positive thought, the word of God, Jesus' own word, calls this man to see and think clearly. What have I done to contribute to this situation? Maybe that other guy, he's got something else going on in his life that's causing him to behave this way. Now, what can I do to help? See, there's a solution in God's word. Negative thought number three. I can't make this phone call. I'm not made for selling. These people are never going to buy anything from me. I'm sick of being rejected. That could be replaced with this. It comes from Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back. I'm a giver. Maybe that verse is for me. Fear immobilizes, God blesses. And when this salesperson believes that God is in the blessing business, it changes his or her behavior. It gives them the quiet confidence to believe that God has already gone ahead, that God has seen their secret giving, and that the rest belongs to him. Do you see what's going on here? This is about putting faith to work. This is where the rubber hits the road. The moment a negative thought comes to attack your confidence, you replace it with a positive one. And not just something we dream up, but with the word of God, the truth. Because when we know the truth, when we put it to work in our lives, it sets us free. It works. Time to wake up to this faith. Faith is choosing to believe God's word over and above our circumstances, irrespective of how daunting, fearful, overwhelming those circumstances may be. It's a deliberate choice to believe. And when we believe, it's about doing God's word, letting it replace the negative thought and then acting on it. Because there's one thing for certain. If we retain the negative thought, we will act on it. The wife will isolate her husband. The man will beat up on the other guy. The salesperson will be immobilized by fear. We act on our negative thoughts. Faith has two parts, believing and doing. Sometimes that doing is standing still and letting God do his part. That's still doing. And unless we act on the faith, it never moves mountains. In fact, faith without works is dead. In James chapter 2, have a listen. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but do not have works? Can faith save you? If a brother or sister is naked or lacks food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm, eat well, and you don't supply their bodily needs, what good is that? So faith by itself, if it has no works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I, by my works, will show you my faith. Faith is something we live out. Faith is something we activate. We go and we do it and we live in faith. And you know what happens? It moves mountains. Like it or not, sometimes the going in life gets tough. It's so easy to be filled with faith and overflowing in hope when everything's going fine. But when life takes a turn for the worse, when the pressure's really on, our hope seems all too often to evaporate. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of my latest life application booklet. It's called More Hope Than You Can Ever Imagine. And with life application questions at the end of each chapter, you'll be able to chew things over to apply God's word on hope right into the realities of your life. Because his word is alive and active, amen? So I'm praying that through this booklet, he'll fill you to overflowing with the rock-solid, certain hope available to you in Christ and Christ alone. You can request your free copy at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time Monday with a different perspective.